Matty B.
No, not me. I have nothing to say. I'll pass the floor to Nick Godfrey.
I've got a question, actually. I've,
of course.
I've been doing a bit of a thinking, however you want to put it.
I've been doing a think
about, you know, this is the last show, obviously. We're about to go our separate ways. I've been wondering, David, you seem to be a pretty busy guy, putting a lot of time into this show.
A busy bee.
Yeah, why not?
Making honey.
Yes. I heard a sketch about that once on some radio show. That's another story, though. David, when Brain Damage is finished, what's next for you?
Well, I'm breaking the news right now. I am jet-setting off to Hollywood. I've got a movie deal.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I'm impressing you. Yes. Yeah, it is pretty big. I finally get to work alongside my childhood hero, Christopher Walken.
Wow.
And to a lesser extent, Charles Dance. Couldn't get Charles Grodin.
Charles Dance is okay.
Yeah, yeah. Alien 3.
He was in it. Our last action hero as well.
Yeah. Good beard.
Did you have a clip or something?
I did, We haven't filmed it yet. We film it in December. But we have, you know how they do a preview?
Mm-hmm.
We've done a you know the jargon.
Hey.
So we have a preview and I brought it with me. It sounds a little something like this.
1909, man stands on the North Pole. 1953, man conquers Mount Everest. 1969, man lands on the moon. But in 2007, one man is going to the beach.
Sitting in my car outside your place.
Join David M. Green as he embezzles funds from Radio Adelaide and takes a vacation to the south of France, where he's met with nothing but disaster. Co-starring Christopher Walken as Cecil Phillips. Hey Cecil, what do you think the penalty is in France for listening to British New Wave music in public?
10 years! 10 years, pal! In a cell! With a gorilla! With a psycho gorilla!
Ah, the hell with it.
The Indian sensing the
And things really start to take a twist when David M. Green chases a black assassin named Mayday up the Eiffel Tower, only to see her parachute away to safety.
Hey, monsieur, where do you think you're going?
It's okay. I'm a community radio broadcaster.
Sacre bleu!
David M. Green is David M. Green. With Christopher Walken, Charles Dance, Billy Crystal, Goldie Hawn, Adam Sandler, Gerard Depardieu, and SBS World News Australia's Kathy Novak as the woman he loved, in Mr. Green's Holiday. France doesn't stand a chance. I mean, France doesn't stand a chance.
Ooh, we're looking forward to making that film. That's going to be good.
Yeah, sounds cinematic.
Yeah. You didn't recognize any copyright infringements at all?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Ooh, good.
I haven't seen A View to a Kill, though, so.
Good. Yeah.
So, good. David, got any questions?
I don't recommend that film. It's not that great.
Oh, really? Even though Christopher Walken plays Max Zorin.
Well, yeah, all right.
You know, there was also a butler in that movie called Godfrey?
Is that so?
That is so. Has
that got some relevance?
Hey, funny you should ask.
What are you doing post-brain damage?
Well,
post-intensive care?
Yeah, wait till you get this.
All right.
Post-severe head trauma, I also have lined up some kind of motion picture deal. I'm getting a movie made about my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like what I just did, except for you.
Yeah, except more kind of non-fictional, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, similarly to you, who would have thought it, but I've actually put together a bit of a trailer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, to share with the, you know, our huge listener. Why not play this right now?
All right.
Nick Godfrey was down and out. No job, no home, no shoes. But that was before he met Irene. Now he's about to find out that sometimes you get more than you bargain for. Nick Godfrey, hobo, is riding the fast elevator to the top of high society, and you won't believe the crazy antics he gets up to.
Godfrey, head on down to the basement.
Get my affairs from the attic. My wine from the cellar. Fetch my pipe from the den. Go get my coat from the closet. My revolver from the glove box. My game of Twister from the rumpus room. Retrieve some files from my computer. Help me pry this severed head from the freezer. Good lord, there's a spider in my pocket. Fetch the washing machine from the laundry. Godfrey. I'm having some trouble in the bathroom. Oh, Godfrey, another thing.
This summer, Nick Godfrey is my man Godfrey. From the makers of Adam Sandler's Mr. Deeds and Rob Schneider's Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, my man Godfrey, rated PG-13.
Looking forward to that one.
Well, yeah, that was something, Nick.
Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, good luck with your endeavor.
Yeah, it's going to be a hit.
Matty B.
Yo.
What are you going to be doing after this?
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm copying anyone here because, you know, how I hate doing that. But I too am jet setting off for a filmic experience.
What are the chances? Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I know. It's incredible. It's
movie. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be something, you know, kind of like both you, David, and Nick. It's going to be you know, about my life and my adventures, my wacky, crazy adventures as
the fourth member of the Brain Damage Group.
Yeah. Kind of a shape, an edge, you know, something edgy, maybe. I don't know. I do have a clip.
Don't quite follow you.
Well,
maybe you have a clip?
I have a clip that will clear everything up.
Okay.
Guaranteed. Here we go.
Coming this summer to various cinemas near you. From the makers of Groundhog Day.
I'm a god. Not the god, I don't think.
Super Troopers!
Do you want to dip the size of your milk for a quarter more?
Want me to punch the size of your face for free?
And pirates!
Say say lom shup shup sha smami lom the shuku. Savvy?
Not that one.
That's the one. Comes a film about the love. Life. And all the right stuff.
Man, he's pushing the outside of the envelope. And he must be going for a record.
No, not that kind of right stuff.
When two hookers go on an Aussie getaway, they never expected to be killed by Matty B.
It's true.
So watch out for you, me, and Matty B.
Rated triple X by the Australian Motion Picture Society. Not to be viewed by audiences of any kind under penalty of severe head trauma.
Don't want to be copying anyone else, but looking forward to making that one.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, yeah.
You're a filthy, filthy person.
Hey, dog.
Yes?
What are you going to be doing when Brain Damage closes up?
It's funny you should ask, because...
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I happen to be moving to Hollywood too.
Oh,
now that's
way.
Just ridiculous.
Well, wait, I know. You're going to be like a waiter or something? Yeah.
No, I'm making a movie.
Everyone's got one of those these days.
It'll be a bit different to your guys though, like, because I'm moving to Hollywood and this movie is going to be about my life when I get to Hollywood, not about the life I've already had.
I'm not too clear on that, Nathan. Could you possibly illustrate it further with some kind of audio sketch?
Well, it just so happens that I've brought in an audio teaser from it.
Thank you, that will definitely clarify things.
Okay, here we go.
Every now and then, you meet someone who just doesn't seem to fit in. Someone who stands out in the crowd. Meet Nate.
Excuse me, neighbor. Would you mind helping me get these groceries out of my car?
No problem.
So, you just moved in. How are you finding the United States of America?
It's great.
What's your name, son?
It's Nate. You can call me Nate Dog.
Now, Nate may seem normal at first, but in his spare time, he's really something else. Nate likes to kill cats. He hates cats so much, he goes into people's backyards and murders them. But this summer, he's going to find out that killing cats can get you into a lot of trouble. When everyone in his neighborhood finds out the truth about how their cats are being killed, Nate is forced to run for his life, while meeting a few new friends along the way. This year, everyone is going to find out the truth about cats and Nate Dogg.
Well, it's a fantastic trailer, but I think it's just sad that it's all coming to an end.
Yeah, it's a bit of a downer, isn't it?